Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, it's a Take Charge Tuesday. You hang out with this guy every Thursday between 12 and 1 on Unplugged and In Charge. Today, though, we're going to take charge of your vibe.
Yeah, man, of your vibe. I think it's very important. You know, I was thinking about what to take charge of, and I felt like giving it a bit of a twist. So what I mean by that is, like, you know when you meet people for the first time, you don't have to say much to each other, but you kind of like, you kind of catch the drift, and you can almost tell whether or not you like them or not, or whether or not you'd be able to get along with them. You know what I mean? And I sometimes think that because we are not in touch with sort of the aura we give off to other people when we meet them, or we're not conscious of, maybe we're not we don't fully understand what it is we actually are about, we sometimes might give off like an impression or a vibe that is not really true to who we are, you know. And a lot of people might mistake you or you know, translate that in a way which is not true to you, and they might think that, oh, I don't really like this guy, or I don't really want to do business with him, or whatever the case may be, and you miss out on opportunities. So I was thinking, like, how do you take control of the your initial impressions with people, you know, how do you take charge of your vibe in that sense? And I was trying to break it down into like how it would work. And for me, I think the main thing is just sort of trying to understand what it is you're about. You know, once you're like quite confident in who you are and what you're about, your aura kind of eludes the same thing, and people can pick it up. People can pick up the vibe.
Mm. It's very difficult though to come across, I don't know, as yourself to people you don't know. I'm initially terrible at this. I'm like the most antisocial.
Mm.
If I haven't Googled you before, I'm not at a point where I'm confident enough to say hello to you, because I don't have enough information in case the conversation goes pear-shaped, where I can like bring up stuff I know about you to make it come across like yeah. I'm terrible at meeting new people, like so bad.
But do you think it's ever affected you?
Probably, because I know people that are very good at just starting conversations randomly with people. It's great for networking.
Mm.
So I wish my vob, your vob could give off
would be like one that was kind of initiating conversation.
That I wasn't so scared to.
Yeah, yeah. No, the thing is, like, I think that's normal though. Being afraid of initiating conversation and like leading stuff is intimidating. Like, I think even I also feel like that sometimes. Like, what am I going to say to this person? And, you know, what are we going to talk about? It gets a bit too much. But then I was thinking of it in some ways where it's like I've met people and I've said like less. I've said almost nothing. But just the aura, just the vibe that you give off as a person, okay, can sometimes be something that someone might want to call you back for or talk to you again.
Your energy,
or,
yeah.
Yeah, your energy, you know, that vibe. Like, and how do you control that energy and that vibe? You know, it surely comes from an understanding and a confidence in yourself.
And we're also hyper conscious of how we come across, and the other person might not even be thinking that.
Yeah, definitely.
I very often think something's gone really badly.
Yeah.
Like, so badly.
Yeah.
And then other people don't think that it's gone badly at all.
Yeah, so sometimes, like, sometimes you find it that you're your worst critic.
Mm.
So probably, you know, if you look at it, you insult yourself a lot on stuff you do. Not insult, but critique yourself, like, that was bad, Ari. And Ari,
unnecessarily
why'd you do that?
So.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, other people are just like, yes. Some people are just impressed that you did it.
Mm.
You know, some people are impressed that you tried. Like, because, you know, everyone's just a human being in their own space, and everyone's got the same fears, you know, most of the time. But yeah, I was just thinking about it. Like, I think your energy is a very important part of living. You know, it's a huge part of us. It's what connects us. It's what entices you to get to know people more. You know, I've met people like for the first time, and I really love their energy, and now some of them are my best friends, you know. So that thing is quite important, and when I've looked at the people that I've gravitated towards just because of their energy, I find that they've got a very strong or very potent amount of like self-confidence, you know, that exudes through their energy, and it comes across without them having to say much. And it's not like a cocky, arrogant thing. It's more like knowing sort of who they are and what they want. I think that's a very powerful energy that you can give off. And I think it leaves a very good impression, you know?
Taking charge of your vibe, though.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was going at. So it's like, when I think about it, how do I take charge of my vibe? I think what I first need to do is start understanding who I am. Like, so first, collect my thoughts about what I feel I am, what I feel I want to be, and what I feel I stand for, and my beliefs, and all those type of things, and be sure in them. You know, not question myself in them, rather believe in myself in them. And then I think that's like the foundation, right? Because once you can control your mind and your thoughts, I think your energy then gets sort of under some degree of control. Mm. You know, I mean, obviously it can change your moods and those type of things, but just in general, your aura and your energy and your vibe can be controlled by what it is you believe in, what it is you think about yourself, what it is you want to achieve, what it is you're driven by, and those type of things, I think, cement some sort of platform for your energy to grow off of or to exude from. So that's where I would think I would start. Like, if I had to, because when I was thinking about it, like, it's a very important thing when you want to go like to interviews and when you want to network and meet new people and that type of thing. I think your energy is like a huge thing, because like I've spoken to people who have all the right answers and say all the right things, but the energy, I don't click with the energy, and it's almost like I feel like it's a facade, like the answers were just rehearsed type of vibe, you know, because I didn't feel the energy. So I think it's like, I think it's very important to be conscious of what kind of energy you give off, because it can affect you without you knowing it, you know?
Absolutely. Energy is a difficult one, though. Where are you at with energy?
I feel like I give off. I feel like if I had to look at it, like take myself with outside of myself and try and look at what kind of energy I give off. I think I give off a. Sometimes I could probably give off a bit of a, depending on the situation, an arrogant energy.
Do you think so?
I think that's why I say depending on the situation, because sometimes I think I can, I can vibe a little bit on the wrong side. You know, but I think when I was younger, it was a lot worse. Now it's much better. I've become conscious of it, you know, so I've subdued it, which is a great thing. It's helped me a lot in my life, you know. But then I also think I give off like a very laid back, a very chilled personality, like an aura. I think people like to talk to me and people like to ask me, you know, what I think about things. I think it's because I'm always the type of person that wants to learn and wants to seek and wants to speak. I think because I am sure of that in my mind, my energy gives that off. And that's why I kind of receive that feedback without people consciously doing it. You know, it's just an energy thing. And I like it. It's pretty cool, man. And I think there's a lot of other things about my vibe that I think I can work on and I can actually add to, because that's the other thing. It's not always about taking it as it is and using what you have. It's about thinking, how can I better it? You know, how can I better myself? What is it that I want to do and what is it that I want to achieve? And when you start focusing on these things and holding them together, I think it adds to your overall aura, which essentially can take you further or prevent you from going further.
Closing thoughts?
Control your vibe, mate. Yeah, take charge of your vibe. In closing, it's just something to think about, I guess. Eh? Like, I've been thinking about it for the last 2 or 3 days, about how to sort of control the energy you give off, the unspoken communication that you have between people. You know, I think it's like probably one of the most true forms of communication. Like, energy can't lie, you know? So if we are able to control our energy and master it and add to it and refine it and create a very true representation of who we are in it, I think it will be nothing but beneficial to you.
Some powerful words there. For more of that, Thursday 12 and 1, between 12 and 1, for Unplugged and In Charge, that there is a Take Charge Tuesday, Take Charge Your Vibe. It's at Vaughan the Poet everywhere.
For sure, it's a vibe. Hellman on CliffCentral.com.